with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The partial government shutdown is finally over. President Trump has signed a bill funding much of the Department of Homeland Security.
The president's signature put an end to the longest agency shutdown in history. It lasted more than 70 days as Democrats refused to fund Donald Trump's immigration enforcement operations without changes. To break the impasse, Republican leaders in both the House and Senate decided to tackle the immigration enforcement funding on their own through what is called budget reconciliation.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that process will take several weeks. Gas prices, they continue to rise. Today's AAA national average, $4.39 per gallon for regular. That's up 9 cents from yesterday, but White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett expects the sky-high prices to be short-lived.
We're more optimistic even than futures markets because we've started to account for the fact that UAE left OPEC, and they have a massive amount of excess capacity. They could turn the knobs up to 100% right away, and that will have a huge effect on oil prices around the world.
President Trump says Iran, despite perceived stubbornness when it comes to making a deal with the U.S., is most anxious to end the war.
I mean, I don't know what stubbornness is, because really nobody knows what the talks are except myself and a couple of other people. They want to make a deal badly.
Despite high prices and the Iran war, we've seen a cavalcade of upbeat economic news this week. Manufacturing is hot. Consumer confidence has come bounding back. The housing market is picking up both in terms of construction and home buying. Federal prosecutors have released a video showing the moment a man who was armed with guns and knives tried to storm the White House correspondents' dinner, intent, prosecutors say, on assassinating President Trump and members of his team. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 79 points higher. This is SRN News. New poll reinforces the Bible.
Proverbs says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. A study released by the Pew Research Center finds that American kids who are raised with a positive experience of religion are much more likely to cling to that faith in adulthood. The poll also indicates that the more religious the household a youngster was brought up in, the more likely it is that he will remain faithful when he grows up. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people ages 18 to 24 are ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements and requesting abortion drugs at higher rates in states with parental involvement laws compared with their counterparts in more liberal abortion access states. SRN News. A groundbreaking big money deal is making waves in the world of college athletics.
The Big 12 is the first known conference to strike a private capital deal. The conference apparently now has a 5-year agreement with Redbird Capital Partners, which has been ratified by Big 12 presidents and chancellors. Redbird will provide the conference with a $12.5 million capital infusion and offer up to a $30 million line of credit for each Big 12 school. The partnership is designed to grow revenue for the league at a time when some schools are strapped for cash. Jason Walker reporting.
Peace, higher wages, better working conditions, the demands of activists who are again taking to the streets on this May Day, public holiday in many countries overseas, and the U.S. foes of President Trump will not pass up the chance to show their discontent. More details, SRNNews.com.